Good evening, listeners, and it is another evening gig. This is show 6, and once again, I've joined by my legendary and great friend, Chris Moore. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Nick, and thank you for the prefix legendary. I like it. I like it.
I think
it
you
a
are,
lot.
Man. I think you are. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Define a legend then.
Somebody that's left a mark on me, I think.
Oh, well, that's fair enough then.
Yeah.
So you are legendary, Nick. You've left a mark on me.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
My pleasure. Mon plaisir.
Yeah, pleasure.
Yeah, I've got French O level.
Have you?
Mm.
That don't surprise me, have you?
Yeah. I've got French O level. I remember the oral examination. I say that carefully.
Really?
Yes. And the lady said to me, voulez-vous... No, she didn't.
Didn't she?
Oh. I was about to tell you my old standard joke, but I wouldn't possibly do it.
Okie dokie.
Yes.
Monsieur.
Bonjour, monsieur. Parlez-vous anglais?
Right.
Do you?
No. Don't know.
Yeah, well, you did. You answered it.
So. I did a bit.
Yes.
I did a bit at school, but again, I didn't really take the languages, to be honest.
What bit did you do?
It was a French lesson, but I don't think I went to many of them, to be honest. I don't know why I don't know why.
You excused yourself actually, from them.
I know it was a rather strange woman that did it, and I think, I thought that she was a bit weird. I think that probably put me off a little bit. Anyway, welcome. Anyway,
thank you very much, sir.
How you been?
I've been very well. You know, I'm busy. I keep myself busy. I try to keep myself occupied.
Yeah.
I've got to mow the lawn.
Ah.
I've got to do it, but I'm putting it off. But I'll tell you what. I'm in the bag books around here, Nick.
Really?
Because everybody else has mowed their lawns.
Is this the first cut?
Mine. This will be the first cut.
As Rod said.
And it is the deepest. Yeah. So, you know, it's got to be done.
There's something about a freshly mowed lawn, though.
Is there?
The smell and the look.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Very manicured. When you get the stripes going up and down.
It's quite therapeutic, isn't it, that is?
It is.
Yeah, and there's something about a good mower.
A good what?
A good mower.
Is there?
Yeah, a bit of a lawn.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of a Patrick.
That reminds me of Genesis, you know.
I'm just
a lawn mower.
Indeed. Fantastic track.
You can tell me by the way I walk.
Mr. Gabriel.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What are you listening to as we were talking about music?
Well, these days I've been putting on some classic Pink Floyd.
Need we say more? Which albums?
I put on Division Bell.
Fantastic album.
Which is fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant album.
And Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
Which is also good. And Animals, in actual fact, which I like a lot. I know it's not over popular.
No.
But I like it a lot.
I've got to confess.
Yes, go
although
on.
I'm a massive Pink Floyd fan. Massive. That band changed my life on many levels. But I've never really listened too much to Animals, to be honest.
Right.
Division Bell, correct me if I'm wrong, was the first album that they did without Waters.
Yeah.
And I would put that in there with Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
I actually think it's better than Wish You Was Here.
Yeah.
Although Wish You Was Here was the one that really kind of... There was always that toss-up, weren't there? Was it Wish You Were Here or Dark Side of the Moon?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
In respect of how you rated them.
Yeah.
But then in saying that, some of the early stuff, Relics, some of the Sid Barrett shit.
Interstellar Overdrive.
Oh, totally.
Crikey.
Yeah.
You play that these days and it still sounds brilliant.
Well, actually, on that subject, I was talking to a very dear friend of mine a couple of days ago, and he was saying, I said, you know, what have you been doing? And he says, well, I've been listening to a lot of old classic rock.
Mm.
And he said, I heard the Jefferson Airplane track, White Rabbits. And he said, do you remember it? I said, yeah, I had the album. And he said, I went and bought the album. He said, I forgot just how bloody good it was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we were kind of having a bit of a conversation. I was driving at the time, which got tucked into quite a heavy-duty classic rock, classic prog rock kind of combo, you know. And, so he's been buying a lot of that stuff, you know, late.
And, of course, the White Rabbit track is inspired by the Alice in Wonderland stories.
Is it? Is it really?
Of course it is. Yes, yes, most definitely.
Because they were fronted by the legendary Grace Slick, weren't they?
Yes, yes.
Who was absolutely legendary because she stripped off, didn't she?
Yes, yeah.
On virtually every show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's helped build the fan base up.
I think it did. As it would, Nick.
Yeah.
As it would.
And definitely sold tickets for the shows. I would have said.
Can I have a ticket, please?
Yeah, definitely. Who's on?
Who's
just
on?
That tart who strips.
Who's
that's
on,
all
who's off?
Yeah. But they were a good band.
Get them off.
Weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Arsenal.
They were. Yeah. Arsenal. I wonder if you'd say that. Arsenal.
You can't beat a bit of the old Eric Morecambe, can you?
Do you remember that sketch they did, Nick, with the kitchen sketch?
Breakfast.
You
know, breakfast. The breakfast sketch. Yeah.
On the stripper.
I used to love them, though, when they were in bed together.
Oh, yeah. You know, today, that wouldn't...
Oh, no.
But it was so innocent.
Oh, it was brilliant,
man. Hilarious.
Brilliant. I loved Morecambe and Wise. It was must-see TV, weren't it?
Mm.
You didn't go out Saturday nights, did you?
Well, certainly Christmas. You know, Christmas.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
That was a staple, wasn't it?
I think the Morecambe and Wise Christmas show still hold the record for most viewers.
Do
BBC,
they really?
Yeah, I think they do, yeah. And we usually watch them every year.
Yeah.
When they rerun them, and it's a must, man. It's a must.
Oh,
but we were on about Dave Allen earlier on, weren't we?
Yes.
You've got a glass of, what is it? Tell us what it is, mate.
I've got a
glass. You've got a glass of drink. Tell us what it is.
My drink.
Frosty Jack's groin strain or something.
Yeah. Frosty Jack's Southend Cider. Southend Champagne.
Okie dokie.
Yes.
That's a nickname that they give it, is it?
That's what they call it.
Okay.
Yeah. Very nice, though. Very, very pleasant taste.
But it did remind me of Dave Allen.
Oh, the guy who used to sit on the TV, didn't he? And he'd have his one finger missing.
That's
you
it.
Remember? Yeah. So, like
and that's
that.
When you could smoke. He used to smoke, didn't
and
he, as
he
well?
He smoked and he drank whiskey neat.
That's it. He did.
And he told these very droll stories. They were hilarious. They really were.
Good.
Bit sacrilegious.
Proper comedy. Proper comedy.
But funny. Yeah. Oh, tremendous.
All this stand-up stuff of today just don't work for me.
No.
Not at all.
Are you a fan of Monty Python?
Oh, I was a big Python fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a big Python fan.
Do you remember Ministry of Silly Walks?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. It's funny because when me and my, co-writer and co-presenter of the show did Two Go Mad in Norfolk.
Oh, yeah.
We introduced a lot of kind of Python-esque stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to bring it in and make it quite a comedy show.
Yeah.
With a lot of stupidness and that, which there was quite a bit in it. There was an element of seriousness in it, but it was just two nerks fannying about in Norfolk, really, having a giggle, you know, and making a TV show. And it was really good, but it gave you the opportunity to kind of air some of the great comedy sketches and stuff, you know, and the very kind of dry one-liners that, you know, a lot of that time brought. Carry On humour as well. That I was a big Carry On fan.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
No,
can
you can't. You can't.
So if I said to you, is this a 5-minute argument or a full half hour?
That'd be Python.
Eh?
That'd be Python.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
It is.
I told you once.
I paid for 20 minutes.
No, you didn't.
Or the dead parrot. Well, you remember the dead parrot?
Yeah, nailed to the...
It's sleeping.
No, it's resting for the fields. It's just resting.
They were good. They were great.
Oh, great.
Absolutely
stuff.
Brilliant.
Oh, dear.
No.
Do you remember the Ronnie Barker and Ronnie Corbett sketch? When Ronnie, I think it's Ronnie Barker, he goes into the bar to order people their drinks. And he gets it completely confused. And it's hilarious.
Do you know, I never really got into the two Ronnies.
No.
The only bit I liked was the end bit where Corbett did the joke.
You liked that bit?
I loved it. Now, that, for me, was the funniest bit about
it. I turned off.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No, I absolutely love that particular part of it. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I would leave the show and come back towards the end just to see that bit.
Yeah.
But again, must see Saturday Night TV.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've
just welcomed one of Chris's friends onto the set. He's in studio. Guess who he is?
Oh, what's your name? Oh, there you go.
Sweep.
Sweep. It's Sweep.
Mr. S. Sweep.
The things I do, Nick. The things I do.
Well, you've got so much stuff in your here.
I have to amuse myself.
And it's all memorabilia and collectibles and...
Most of it is memorabilia.
Isn't
it? Yeah.
No end of stuff. Yeah. Really fascinating bits.
It's like a museum.
It is.
Yeah. But I like it. I like it.
Minus the crowds.
Minus the crowds.
Yeah.
Well, I do charge admission, you know.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
If you want to come round, 20 pence admission every 20 day.
20p?
20p.
Ain't bad.
That's not. It's a bargain.
In a country that's lifting your leg up for everything you buy, I think that's quite good.
I think it's marvellous.
Don't you?
I think I'm very generous like that, you see. But I'm a generous sort of bloke.
Oh, I couldn't disagree with that at all.
No.
I mean, we've had peanuts, we've had pizza tonight.
You've had mixed fruit there.
Mixed fruit.
Yeah, you've
she was a orange. Nice girl.
She was lovely.
Lovely.
I used had to some like fun her with lot. Her. Honestly, you can't say that.
I just
you
did.
Can, it's your show. Oh, dear me. But we're going to talk about books, Nick.
Yeah, you mentioned that, didn't you?
Yeah, go on.
Books. Right, okay. Well, because I'm dyslexic, which I actually only discovered in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Up until then, I thought I was just a complete retard and didn't know jack shit.
Well, you came from Peterborough.
Well.
You know, what do you expect?
I went to Stoneground School. They are. End of, you know, modern day Fenn Street.
And that there was a good school.
That was a good programme.
Was that one?
I'm on all desert right, you know. Me and Monty.
Oh, dear. I took Fenn Street. That was with John Alton, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Privet.
I used to like that.
Mr. Edges.
I used to like the girl who was in that, whoever she was. There was a girl in the class.
Oh, yeah, she was in a couple of the carry-ons, weren't she, as well?
I don't know.
Yeah, she was. I couldn't tell you who it was.
No,
couldn't tell you who it
nice.
Was.
Yeah.
Honestly. But Frankie Abbott was always the star for me.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Anyway, we were talking books.
We were talking books, yeah. Like I say, I've never really had that much to do with them. Definitely art books, definitely photography books.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a massive collection of photography books, actually. And a lot of Helmut Newton, Bailey, obviously David Bailey, who was outside my dad, my biggest influence in this business. I've got a lot of his, Robert Mablethorpe, which I loved his stuff, although it wasn't really very well accepted. Because it was definitely over the edge, I'll say. Litchfield, Unipart calendars and all that stuff. Great work. Mm. And those guys, you know, have been such a massive influence on me. I've got a lot of music books, Pink Floyd, AC/DC, that kind of stuff. But to be honest, and this is not really a plug, but it does help for people who struggle to read, like I do.
Yeah.
Audible books.
Absolutely.
Which I listen to a lot of them now. I really do.
I'm a complete fan of audio books.
Me too.
Yeah.
Plus the fact, Chris, it kind of brings me back to the time when my mum or my dad would read me stories at bedtime.
Yeah.
I know that sounds a bit Hollywood.
No, it doesn't.
But, you know, we did that. We're 51, we did. And that was a really special time, you know, and one particular one I can remember was Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves that my dad read to me, which was absolutely brilliant.
You know, the reading of a book is a marvellous thing.
Well, I know you're a big reader, aren't you? But
you're
a very kind of cultured guy, haven't you? You're a very well-read guy. Let's be honest, you are.
Well, I don't know what you mean by well read, Nick.
Well, you know, you know what you're on about, and
I enjoy reading. I enjoy reading books. I enjoy reading academic articles. I enjoy reading poetry. Yes, I wouldn't call myself well read because there's a lot of very incredible people out there, you know, who are well read. But there's also a lot of people out there who, you know, perhaps like yourself, who haven't read, who are equally brilliant, you know.
I think I kind of missed out on it, Chris, really. I mean, I have had stabs at it. I have had goes at reading stuff that I've been really interested in. I'm big time into biographies.
Yeah.
Big time into biographies. You know, Michael Caine, Steve Tyler, David Bailey. Yeah. You know, the list goes on. But I struggle with them, man. I really struggle with them.
So when you say you struggle, do you mean that the words bounced out at you or what?
No, I kind of, I read something that isn't there, which is a strange kind of thing to say.
Yeah.
You kind of read something and it's, you think you've read something, but you haven't read what's actually there. Does that make any sense?
Sort of.
And then you go back and read it again and find out that you've missed words out.
The missing of words out. Yeah, I can get that. Because having been a teacher in my long, long past, you know, there were kids who said, I can't read this. And I said, why not? And I said, well, certain words jump out.
Yeah.
And certain words mess about.
Yeah, with,
and, and I thought about that and I thought, yeah, I get it. I can understand what you're talking about. Because I can read a book and sometimes, even with my reading glasses on, things don't seem to follow totally.
Oh, okay.
So I just let it go. But if that was somebody, if that was me back in a, you know, 40-odd years ago,
well,
I'd begin to wonder.
I remember those cases, stand up in class and, you know, can you read this paragraph? Well, bottom line is, no, I couldn't.
No, the worst thing ever is when the teacher would used to say to you, right, Chris, it's can you read the part of Romeo and Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah.
And, I did it, but I made a massive mistake. This is quite funny. I was in the class, sort of 14 or 15-year-old, Nick.
Yeah. You know,
and the girl who was designated to read Juliet, I fancied.
Okay.
So I thought,
that's going to make the gig
this
easier.
This is going to make it easier. So anyway, because all my mates are around me prodding me to try and put me off. Yeah. You know,
what was this girl's name?
What's her name? Oh, God, I've forgotten.
Okay. Obviously made an impression.
Yeah. Jane. It was Jane. Jane.
Okay.
Yeah, Jane. Anyway.
As in the Tarzan film. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I started this up. I thought, I've got to give this my full whack here because I know, you know, Jane is reading the part of
How old are you at this point?
I'm about 14.
Okay.
Okay. So I was reading it. I was doing ever so well. And we come to the word a bed, which means going to bed, you know.
Okay.
Bed. And of course, I was getting the nod, the nudges. All
okay.
That. Unfortunately, I didn't call it a bed. I said abed. So I said, let us be abed. And the whole room fell about in laughter.
What does that mean then?
Well, it doesn't, because it's supposed to mean a bed. Let us be a bed, which is going to bed.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
Instead of that, I said, let us be abed. I put the A and the B and the E and the D together.
Got it. Okay.
And honestly, I was so embarrassed, Nick. There was my chance gone forever.
I was going to say, did you muff it with Jane, as they say in the trade?
Jane, if you're listening, good evening.
You missed out, doll. You missed out.
You did. But yeah, reading out in class can be a very embarrassing thing if you're not able to do it.
Oh, man.
So I learnt that as a teacher.
That was a Prozac gig for me.
Was it?
Oh, terrible. I couldn't do that at all.
No, not at all. No. So I can remember being forced to read out, you know?
Oh, yeah, they did that type of shit. Yeah, at Stangrow, they did.
And it's not good. It's not right.
You know, stand in the corner. I did all that nonsense and outside the room.
Yeah. Oh, outside the room. Yeah. Dunce cap.
Yeah. No, it didn't get that, but you got a bit of the old outside, go and stand outside the corridor, which I found quite refreshing, actually.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest.
I would have done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's some memories, eh? Memories.
Head full of them, Chris.
Yeah.
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 For talking about that, I had a really wonderful experience yesterday.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Tell me, sir.
Well, my brother came over. My had been on about it for about past 18 months that we had to go back and revisit all the places we went when we were very small boys with mum and dad for our summer holidays. Summer holidays were a big gig in 51. That Christmas and birthdays, they were the thing. But it was Christmas and summer holidays, really.
51, you're talking.
Yeah, 51. Yeah, it's 51 where I lived. And we always call it, it was 51 Oakdale, okay. Stangram. But we always called it 51.
Right.
And, you know, it was a really big gig. When we went on holiday, you got your own little suitcase that mum bought us. And you had holiday clothes. And my mum was extremely clever with knitting and sewing and stuff, and she would knit your jumpers, which were holiday jumpers. You weren't allowed to wear them until you went, you know.
Yeah.
And bidloddle hats, as we call them, which was a woolly hat with a bobble on top. It was a bobble hat, but we called it, well, my brother called it a bidloddle hat. And it's great because there's reference to that in Bowie's Queen Bitch, the tracks, you know, the track Queen Bitch.
Yeah.
So it always kind of, you know, kind of jerks at the odd memory. But my brother actually came over and we went and spent a day on the East Coast. We used to go to a place called Hopton-on-Sea, which is in between Yarmouth and Lowestoft.
Right.
And it was a traditional kind of caravan holiday in those days, which everybody did. And the first ones we went on a steam train. Yeah, we actually went on a steam train and you stood there as, I don't know how old we were. We were very young, very young. And you got your suitcase and this, you're on the platform and this big fuck off train had rolled in, you know, and the excitement was absolutely cosmic. And even yesterday, we went back to the actual caravan park, which has changed quite a bit, but it still has a lot of reference to when we were there many years ago. As soon as we drove on, my brother said, "Christ, can't you remember how excited we got, Nick, you know, when we got here?" And it was wonderful. It was a fortnight, you know. It was the best fortnight of your year. You didn't want to go home and you used to cry when you went home and things like that, you know. And it was absolutely wonderful. And we went there. We went to a pub called the Turnstone, which is still there. And it's very similar to what it was many years ago, and that was a big deal because on a Friday night, mum and dad used to take us down there and we'd have crisps and a bottle of Panda Pop. Do you remember that
I
stuff?
I do remember that.
It was green.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was
that.
Green.
Yeah.
And man, that was just orgasmic.
Panda Pop.
It was, yeah.
Crikey.
It was absolutely brilliant. And we had a walk round and we spent a lot of time there and we did some VT and took a lot of shots and, you know, I mean, I speak to my brother on a regular basis, but we don't see as much of each other, basically because of working commitments, really. But it was really special to just have a day with my brother, you know, and it was really, really a trip back to a place, Chris, where really I've never left.
Yeah.
You know, I still live there very much in my heart and my head. And then we went on to Yarmouth. Well, we actually stopped off at Goulston, first of all, had an ice cream, which I dropped on the floor. So I chopped that bit off and continued to eat it. Bit gravelly.
On the floor?
Yeah, no, I didn't bother with the bit on the floor. I left that, just the bit that remained in the cone.
Yes.
And so I chopped that off. And Gaz said, "Well, you couldn't get another one." I said, no, I just saw this off. So I sawed it off on the side of a wall. And then continued eating it. But it was a little bit gravelly.
Yeah, it would be.
You know, but it weren't too bad.
No. Gravel?
Yeah, it was very cold.
You used to
very
dream
bloody
of gravel.
Cold. Did you?
I dreamt of gravel.
Really?
Yeah. Used to go to bed, wake up, lick road dry with my tongue, Yeah. I'm doing a Monty Python sketch.
Yeah, is that when you couldn't afford roof in mouth?
Couldn't afford roof. Cardboard box. Cardboard box. You were lucky.
Was that Python or was that?
It was Python.
Okay.
But it was also Cleese and the rest of it made that sketch funny.
What's the one I was thinking about? I can't remember what it was.
Luxury.
The one Palin did after that.
Yeah, it's probably that.
Ripping Yarns.
Yeah, I don't know if it was in Ripping Yarns.
Weren't it?
But, you know, I can remember them, these guys.
Yeah.
These Yorkshire guys.
Yorkshire guys, yeah. I remember that.
Luxury.
Yeah.
Cardboard box. Used to dream of living in cardboard box.
I do remember that now. Yeah, I do.
Sorry, I was interrupting your
flow. That's all right.
Carry on.
You're like that, and you interrupt me flow.
Do I?
Yeah, occasionally.
Well, I hope not. Lose out there.
But no, we then went on to Yarmouth.
Yeah.
And did the old Golden Mile and all that stuff, yeah. And had F&Cs on the front at Yarmouth. Bloody great it was. It was a really, really good day. But I just wanted to share that story because it was a massively important day to spend time with my brother. It was very moving. Very moving and upsetting to a degree.
Why was it upsetting?
I think of times gone by, Chris. Mm. You know, my poor mum and dad ain't here anymore. You know, and I miss them every day, every minute of every day. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I miss my dad, bless him, you know.
You're lucky because you got your mum,
ain't you? I've got my mum, bless her. She's 90, still rocking and rolling.
Bugger me.
My dad, though, he died at the age of 73.
Right.
From a dreadful cancer.
Right.
And it was not like he smoked or he drunk or he did. He did none of those.
No.
So somehow cancer got hold of him.
Mm.
And I don't know how to this day, but I remember just seeing him lose himself to that horrible, horrible disease. Mm.
It's a nonsense, isn't it?
It is horrific, Nick.
Loss is horrendous, man.
So I don't want that. I want to go out merry, you know.
Go out merry. She's a fun girl.
She is a lovely girl.
Yeah.
That's why I want to go.
She live
out.
Local?
She does. Oh, just down the road.
Top draw.
Yeah.
Round for tea. Yeah, eyes down, new game.
Absolutely.
Number 11, two fat ladies.
Well, one. I was getting a bit maudlin there, but...
Maudlin?
Maudlin.
Maudlin.
Is that a word you know?
I know, yeah. Yeah, it means miserable,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, miserable. I don't do down. Miserable, really.
No, you're not a miserable guy, are you?
No, I'm sort of quite happy, sort of. Cheerful.
Jolly.
Sort of. Jolly.
Yeah.
Jolly old Christopher.
Like a little clown.
Well... No. I have my times. You know, being serious here, I have been on antidepressants.
Yeah.
And I still do take them.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. But generally speaking, I think life is to enjoy, not to get miserable about.
I agree.
Yeah. And it's all marvellous stuff, isn't it? You know. And we were talking about books, Radio Link number 237.
Yeah. We were. Okay, favourite book then, Chris?
Favourite book, Alice in Wonderland.
Slack in Wonderland.
Absolutely, yeah. I love that book on so many levels. The time that it was written, the surrealism of it.
Who wrote it?
Was
it Lewis Carroll?
Lewis Carroll. The Reverend something Dodgson was his actual name.
Oh, was it?
Yes. He was a vicar.
Was he really?
Yes, he was indeed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Lewis Carroll, you're right. Name Dodgson comes to mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he wrote this thing. You've got to bear in mind the context that it's written in.
Yeah.
So late, you know, late 1800s going into the 1900s. It's a weird and wacky story. It really is. How that author came up with that idea as a vicar, I have no idea.
Well, I mean, there's quite a little scandal goes on around the church in most cases, isn't there, really?
Well, so, yes. That is true enough, but it's marvellous. It encapsulates everything. You know, the whole story of Alice, the innocent girl who falls down a rabbit hole, if you like, and then has these weird and wacky experiences and then comes back. You know, it's crazy.
I've always been a little suspect of girls in gingham dresses.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, why, pray?
I don't know, something about them gives me the shivers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't me.
Yeah, and little white socks and all that kind of shit. Flat sandals.
A bit like Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Another good one, wasn't it? Judy Garland.
Terrible bloody film.
Well.
Oh, I hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Yeah, but apparently Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon is synchronised into that film.
Is it really?
Apparently so. I don't know how it is, Nick, but apparently that is the case.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's supposedly.
As Dark Side being my favourite album of all time.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
it is apparently synchronised into that film. I don't know how, don't know where, don't know why. But apparently it's down to the beat and the, and the sort of musical construct.
Right, okay.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It's a bit like Paul McCartney back in the 1960s, who was dead. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, that was all a bit of a nonsense, weren't it?
It was, but wasn't it fascinating at the time?
I don't know, it kind of knocked things out of it for me, really.
Did it?
Yeah, it did, yeah. It did. These silly kind of things that you used to hear. I mean, I heard a story actually recently about that they're all sitting there, way fans of the Beatles and McCartney, etc., etc., all sitting there waiting for him to be declared dead. Literally, they've kind of calendar dated this thing.
Really?
When it's going to happen. It's all a bit of a nonsense.
That is a shame, because the story was fun, as I can remember it. Yeah, and the clues on the album.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So you've got Abbey Road, when them going across the zebra crossing there. Yeah. And you've got Paul McCartney out of step with the rest of them. So that's one sign, apparently.
Really?
And then you've got songs, Magical Mystery Tour.
Yeah.
There's a cover shot there when the Beatles are on screen, but Paul McCartney has a black rosette rather than the others wearing a red one. You know?
Yeah.
And then you've got a lyric that says, "Here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul."
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah, I knew that one. So they'd worked on it.
Yeah.
They'd worked on it very nicely.
Well, like I say, that's what they're kind of banding about at the minute, these kind of diehards that, you know, they're waiting for McCartney to croak it or to fictitiously croak it.
Yeah.
And then they're all going to climb on the bandwagon and flood the media with all this.
Of course they will. Of course they will.
But to be honest, I mean, he's older than God's dog, isn't he now? I mean, so, you know, you wouldn't really need to fake the bastard. No.
And there's a guy who did the frog chorus.
Oh, yeah.
a travesty of music that was.
Totally. Totally. Mind you, he has done some good stuff, but, you know, he's done a lot of...
A lot of middle of the road.
Yeah,
stuff.
Oh, totally. Yeah, Two-minute pop songs, aren't they? And all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, stuff like A Day in the Life.
Great track.
What a track.
Absolutely brilliant.
Beautiful piece of music, that is. But then I'll say Frog Chorus.
I know you was a big fan, weren't you?
I am still a big fan.
Are you really?
Yeah, I love the Beatles.
No, I never really went that way.
Mm.
In my time, it was you had two choices.
Beatles or Stones.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's where it went. Yeah. And, of course, if you really wanted to go into it, you went to The Who.
Yes.
Which is where I went.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, The Beatles was all a little bit kind of family music, really.
It was in their early days, Nick. You know, it was. And then what fascinates me about the Beatles is the way that they progressed from a very simple sound.
Yeah.
Through to a very progressive sound in the end.
Their early singles were bloody desperate, weren't they?
Well, they were just manufactured sound,
yeah,
weren't they?
It was, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, but then you get down to sort of things like Strawberry Fields. Let me take you down, that sort of thing.
There were some really, really great standout tracks, without a shadow of a doubt, but even the albums, I've got Revolver.
Yep.
I've got Let It Be, Abbey Road, Pepper.
Mm.
Pepper was the standout one, but I did like a lot of Abbey Road.
Mm.
I've never bothered with anything Lennon or McCartney since.
Revolver was
really.
A great one.
Yeah.
Revolver was a
yeah.
good album.
It was good.
And the White Album.
Yeah, I know you're a fan of that.
Yeah, I am a fan of that. Although that was given a lot of criticism, that album.
Yeah.
Because of some of the rubbish they put out on it, certainly on the second side.
Yeah.
Like Revolution Number 9 is just them messing about with tapes.
Yeah.
That's not the Beatles.
No, that was really just their kind of their experimental period,
yes,
weren't it? And
yeah.
And then, well, to go back to Pink Floyd, then they really took it to another level, didn't they? And mastered the whole thing, the sounds and creating sounds, etc., etc., and the analog tape, 2 1/4 tape, you know, being stretched from one room to the next, which is what they used on Dark Side, weren't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
to create
absolutely.
Some of the sounds.
But I loved them. And I still do.
Yeah, I know you was a big fan.
I'll still play the Beatles albums
right.
to this day.
Right.
I listen to them all the way through, and I still get the same buzz.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even tracks like, you know, Hello, Goodbye.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, good track. Good
Fantastic.
Track.
Yeah. I can remember when that track was being played, way back when, I was on a holiday with my mum and dad. We went to Margate.
All right.
And there we were, and my parents walked ahead of me, and I was hanging back, and I started singing Hello, Goodbye.
Oh, right, okay.
And a couple of hippie-type people came up to me and said, hey, that's really cool. Have a little gesture of our love for you. And they gave me a little coin. I can't remember what it was.
Did they really?
Yeah. And I remember that to this day. You know.
Have you still got the coin?
No, I wish I had.
Oh,
but,
right,
but
yeah.
No, I probably spent it.
Yeah.
Got myself a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
It was a sign of the times.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Marvellous.
Yeah,
stuff.
When people actually bother to give a damn.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly, Nick. Exactly. Yeah.
Favourite Beatles album?
Oh, crikey. How can you ask that? It's like, how long's a piece of string? You know. I think. I'd have to go with Abbey Road.
Right, okay.
I think. But it's a toss-up between all of them, really. You know, Abbey Road is marvellous.
Have you been to Abbey Road?
Yeah, actually, I have.
Yeah.
I couldn't get on the zebra crossing.
Right.
Because the traffic was too busy.
Or the Chinese.
Yeah.
It's full of fucking Chinese, isn't it? Everywhere you go.
I couldn't possibly comment on that. But all I can say is I remember trying to get a photo.
Right.
Of going across that zebra crossing. And could I do it? Nah. So I gave up on it.
I went and did the old kind of visit with a very dear friend of mine, a guy called Dev Lacani. We had a trip out there. That was some years back. And then I went back there when Earl Slick did some stuff there. He was recording an album in Abbey Road. So I spent a bit of time there, which was, that was good.
Oh,
that was seriously good.
I would love to go in that place, Nick.
Seriously good.
You know, Abbey Road, think of the ghosts that are there.
Yeah. Yeah,
you've got Sid Barrett from Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, the people who've been there and who have performed there or even just been there.
And the great albums that have been recorded there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't let's stop there. You know, people like Cilla, Burt Bacharach, and people like that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Wow.
Some wonderful stuff.
Absolutely wonderful. And we're still here to enjoy it all.
Mm.
That's a good thing, isn't
For
it?
For a while longer.
Well, how long have you got?
Don't know. clock's ticking, man. clock's ticking.
It's ticking on me. I've got my bus pass.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Have you been on it?
No.
No? Are you going to go on it?
Yes.
Right.
I'm going to do a trip out somewhere. I'm going to go to somebody and say, take me to somewhere you like. I don't care. It's a magical mystery tour.
Yeah.
Take me where you want.
I don't mind bush travel. I think
it's
I don't
right.
do it, but I think it's got an appeal, isn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Sitting there and doing knacker all apart from paying.
And watching people around you and what they're up to.
Yeah, definitely.
It's all inspirational stuff.
Oldish ladies with, you know, kind of wicker bags getting on after going shopping.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes,
in
yes.
rain macs and
yes.
stuff.
Yeah. Now you really are going back.
Oh, that was great times though, weren't it, eh? Yeah. Weren't it? When they used to wear headscarves.
Headscarves, yeah.
Do you remember them plastic things that they had over their head that kept them dry?
That's right.
Eh? Yeah. Bloody
my
hell.
My mum used to have one of those.
Did she?
Yeah,
bless her. I think my mum did, yeah. I think she did.
Yeah, they put the plastic thing over the top. Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, they were good.
Oh, wow. We never had them, though. We didn't wear them.
No.
We were men.
We
were men okay. In those days, Nick.
No, we didn't. Not as little lads, we didn't. No. No, we had hoods. Hoods were mean.
Hoods on the Parker.
Hoods were mean.
Yeah. Do you remember the Parkers?
I do.
And that nice little fir tree.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I didn't have the Mod Parker, but I did have a Parker. No, I didn't have that.
I had one.
Did you?
With the fishtail.
No.
Oh,
no, I didn't have that.
Yeah.
No. Had one. It was a practical one, really, because my mum and dad were my dad was very practical. You had to have something that was three sizes too big. So by the time he was 23, it actually looked like you could fucking wear the bastard, you know. And it was bought when you were seven.
That's it.
You know, nonsense.
Oh, dear, yeah, I can remember that sort of stuff. You know, we'll buy this for you now, Chris. You'll grow into
it. Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah. And they used, well, my dad used to get you to stick your arms out.
He did what?
He'd stick your arms out when you put the coat on.
Oh, right, yes.
And if it kind of came to your wrist, it was the right size.
All right.
You know, so every time you wore this coat and went out in it, you had to walk around with your arms stretched out in front of you.
Oh, no.
For it to look any good. Because, you know, by the time you actually drop your arms to the side of your body, the thing was literally 24 sizes too big. You know, but that was some kind of economy drive.
I'm sure it was, Nick.
Yeah,
I'm sure
something
it was.
Like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
but it was crazy. A strange concept, man. When you know, doing your wardrobe.
Well, I know. All I can remember is going to school when I went to the sixth form. I didn't have to wear school uniform.
Oh right, okay.
So I remember wearing this orange sweater with my arms. You know, good for radio, this, but my arms. Up like that.
All right.
And my trousers half up my legs.
All right.
Because I'd outgrown them.
Really?
I looked a right sight. I tell you what, I looked awful. But then nothing has changed, Nick. I still look awful.
Well, no, a lot's changed for me. I now definitely don't walk around with my arms stretched out.
No, you don't
not
want
at
to.
All.
You don't
no.
want to.
No, it's not the way forward.
It's not the way forward. Might be the way backward.
It could be.
Ooh.
Oh, dear, made me cough.
Have a cigarette.
Well, we've been smoking in the studio haven't we, tonight?
We have.
It's a complete luxury because you can actually smoke in Chris's studio. We don't mind.
I don't mind. I'm an easy sort of guy.
You're an easy sort of guy. Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Well, apparently rumour has it.
Mm. Rumour, she's a lovely lady.
I like her as well. There's so many people you keep mentioning that I like, Nick.
Yeah.
And that's another one.
Yeah. Rumour.
Rumour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love her to pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, what a joke. What a laugh.
What a laugh. Well, I think we've probably come to an end of another show, Chris.
I reckon we have, Nicholas, yes.
It's getting late.
It is.
Isn't it?
It's past my bedtime.
Past your bedtime. God. What time do you go to bed then?
Oh, about 6 o'clock.
Really?
No, I get up. I go to bed half an hour before I get up.
Okay. That's a good plan. Saves dressing, doesn't it? Cuts out all that. Yeah. Getting undressed and dressing shit.
I can't be bothered getting up.
No.
No, what's the point? What's the point?
No.
So I wake up, I lick road dry with tong.
Okay. And you look for a cardboard box of living.
And I look for a cardboard box of living.
Yeah. Right move.
Back to Monty Python.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to sign off, listeners, and it's been another good night, actually.
Yeah.
Hopefully you've enjoyed it.
Hopefully.
I know we have.
Oh, we've had a...
And we'll be back to do more, won't we?
We certainly will, Nick, if you'll have me.
I didn't know I had.
You did, but I wasn't going to mention that.
Okie dokie. Anyway, we're going to say good night.
Are we?
Yeah. I've been Nick Elliott.
I've been Chris Moore.
And good night.
Good night.